Blog Talk Radio.
Even in extreme conditions, nobody wants to wear a greasy mosquito spray. Try new Off Deep Woods Dry Repellent. The same proven protection of Off Deep Woods, but with a formula that feels dry, not oily or greasy like ordinary long-lasting repellents. Take comfort to the extreme. New Off Deep Woods Dry keeps bugs off. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All lives through. Hey, yo, let me get a cup so I can get a drink. Let me get a cup. World famous WTC is in the building tonight. Rocking with Austin.
There's always something about this beat right here, Dreddy.
You know, this is my shoe, nigga. Come on.
There's always something.
That's right.
But check.
Come on.
You know my Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang Clan ain't Bobby said, spent a 50 on the web, buy a quip, bent the flip, he got a 1,000 tracks on the chip, he said he had bad toys to make noise, split, separate drums like asteroids, dessert producer, he stand for this question, hit him with the beat, for the answer with extra compression, sound travels, quickly grab you, equalize the pitch just until it hacks, fucked out, trying to think you can match this, what this is too graphic, panoramic view for you, sample. The outcome of the crash shocked it. We roadblocked it. Checkpoints on your neck joint. No, you annoying. 700 volts on the track display. Murder is killing. Killing cascade. Throw my bullets in the air to test wind. Which way the cyclone been? Counter or clockwise, still civilized. On the war ass still fly. It all dies.
For press use only. Baby Grand Records.
That's the jizzle right there. The fire department.
Yo, I must put in time to get mine, many hours to earn power, like the ashy hand piece of red owner that rolled flour. I can't be a broke nigga, bitter and sour, selling CDs on the corner of Sunset and Gower. A small fried nigga in the baked potato world, sizzling in some beef full of grease like Jerry Curls. A shout out to DJs that kept it real. I shipped a few hundred thou, but some never broke the steel. Them. I stick to college radios and mix shows. I storm the university with freestyle, sick flows. Might give a lecture about your rap texture. MC, B-boy, DJ slash director. The name was a bell that rang through the hall. Popular is the tag on the bathroom stall. Check it. This language is so captivating. When we lose a rat, the news is devastating. Whether to the prison or grave, because this rat was built from the strength of those that hunger and crave. Name a that can stop the force that I strike with, let alone try to hold the pen that I write with. You can even chop off the fingers I type with, those I hold a mic with, thinking I might quit. You didn't know? That only makes me more determined. Each labor for hip-hop, ask the Germans. Some say I never got this full recognition, so I dropped another they shop and still listen. Plus, I ran into a well-known musician. He said this sample got too many cooks in the kitchen. Now he's back to flipping Love Borns and Cypher Zig to support his kids in a much even hyper whiz. A bad amigo or stroke your ego. You see the blast on the dash when they blast your Buick Regal. The same you was throwing your key to brought the seven in the building to see you. You know these goddamn streets are so gritty with sour milk from two that'll spoil the city. The hood corner. Play the music, man.
Yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where it's like 28 registered lines in Walmart, but only two cashiers is working, and one of them about to go on break. What's good out here, people, tonight? You know what I'm saying? It is Woo Wednesday, and I'm out here hang glottin', building bricks, standing sticks up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to my big head daughter tonight. She out here living her life like it's golden, like she's a grown woman, but still in a little baby's body, or vice versa, one or the other. Either way, you know what I mean? Shout out to her with her crazy ass. You know what I'm saying? But tonight, we going in about admonishments and the difference between physical admonishment and verbal admonishment. Good admonishment and bad, sometimes these things are aggressively forceful, you know what I'm saying? Which leads to physical admonishment, of course. Of course, we have verbal, which most heedless people do not listen to. Again, they do not listen to this. You know what I mean? So physical things have to come into play. First, let's define what admonishment is. Admonish. Let's take the word admonish. Admonish. This is to advise or urge someone in an earnestly state of fashion, meaning that you're serious about what you're saying to them. You know what I mean? So you're stepping to them and seriously. You know what I mean? Where you warn someone of something to be avoided, basically. You know what I'm saying? Meaning a friendly warning or suggestion of counsel, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? That's what we'll call it. You know what I mean? Like in parenting, you know what I'm saying? This is a criticize. You got to criticize adversely. You know what I'm saying? You know, like old people call it rebuke. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how you rebuke Satan. How to rebuke Satan? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is what you're doing when you're trying to admonish someone and get them straightened up with what's going on. As we should do at any, you should do this or for your gremlins. Any gremlins who need Van Helsing slangs done to them. That's what I'll say. That's who we do this to. You know what I'm saying? We rebuke them like they the old people rebuke Satan, like Esther. Like Aunt Esther and Uncle Woodrow, she rebuked the Satans when she come to hollering at Fred G. Sanford. G stands for get the fuck out of here, I guess. I don't know. Oh, hold on. Wait, Chinchilla on here? Because I got to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch it. All right, now let's check this out. Yo, in the likes, this is taking control of a situation that needs correction and reprimandments, I'll say. Let's take a look at the heedless individual who fails to listen. They fall into not listening. You know what I mean? They don't listen to reason. Nothing you say will penetrate their stubbornness. That's what I'm going to say to that one. Nothing that you say will penetrate that. You know what I mean? So you got to take it a step further. In this, you know what I mean, your admonishment becomes physical. Possibly, where you may have to stop something with your hand. Me personally, I slap the living shit out you. You know what I'm saying? If I got to physically admonish you, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do to you if you ain't listening. Because I ain't doing too much damn talking. I am not Geraldo or Phil Donahue or none of those guys. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing all that talking. So, boom. You know, so like I said, you know what I mean? People are due to anything. Slam the door. turn the radio off, or the TV, you know what I mean? Make crazy announcements in front of everybody randomly, you know what I'm saying? Place some type of restrictions on certain things that you might want or might do or whatever. These are all different methods of admonishments or punishments or whatever. In order to gain attention from subject, you know what I'm saying? These are what you want to do, you know what I mean? Now, some women will break your shit. They'll bust windows, flat your tires, you know what I'm saying? You know, threaten your boss or your coworkers, you know what I mean? Pulling up to your gig and all that, you know what I mean? Yelling, screaming, cursing, a.k.a. getting cursed out or told off is what it's called out here for you fellas that don't know what I'm talking about out here. Don't act like you ain't never got cursed out before or told off, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what both of them mean, you know what I mean? I know you do, damn it. So hold on. Yo, do these things cause embarrassment, though, for any individual, for any of you? You know what I mean? Does this cause embarrassment, folks? You know what I mean? It should, if one has any sense of shame, I'll say. That's what I'll say. And as far as anyone with ill regard, you know what I mean? You know, who has no sense or of shame, no remorse, or no restraint, this may be a case of slightly antisocial personality disorder, folks. And we're going to get into that because some of these things are parallel, I'll say. You know what I mean? I'll say that. And we're going to get into deep of that, you know what I'm saying? But Brother O, could you please bless me with a track? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yo. Yeah. Second. Yo. Yo, 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 yo. If you think you can f*** with the Wu Clan, you get your nose exposed up like two can. If you think you can f*** with the Wu Clan, you get your nose folded up like two can. If you think you can f*** with the Wu Clan, you get your nose folded up like two can. Sam, and we don't give a damn. Bullets soaked in oil so the tech can't damn. Sipping on Caribbean rum, coconut juice, smoking on that chocolate stick. Open up two bottles of that brass monkey on some trunky. You R&B fake rapper, sucker monkeys. I'm from back in the days with the Christopher Hayes on my back, spiked out black. You like that? Seven rays in my head, my girl stays in the bed, and she loves to lay the eggs.
Prepare for the mic onslaught, swift with the sword, slick lord, holding my weight, home and abroad. The crowd roared for the peeps, playing for the street. I reason sold. Scriptures weave and woe, behold, gold for the people, equal, fresh on the weekend. Wu-Tang, Biggie Smalls, live at the Beacon. Backstage drinks on the house, the show is banging. Brothers Grey Goosen, Wu was Tangerayan. Allah teaching, schools in session, the God speaking. I'm just knowledging, snake handshakes and fake hugs, waiting for the hour to devour and splatter your head to powder. I'm a slave to the rhythm, but never to a mental death and power. The hour has come, we got y'all 11 to 1, son, you done off. Too late to break north. Tactics are hazardous to the health bomb. Stealth rifles stay M16. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Yo, just what we stand for. Loyalty, what we strive for. Righteousness, what we live and die for. Strictly fam members only. Yo, strictly fam members only. Yo, yo, just what we stand for. Loyalty, what we strive for. Righteousness, what we live and die for. Strictly fam members only.
What? Strictly fam members only. Ayo, great minds think alike. We used to drink all night, think about things that's wrong and how to make it right. Ice cold bottles of brass, time flashes, 100 blunts passes before the guard asks us. What's the square miles of the planet? Why is the axis slanted? How much is covered by water? How much is granted? True, our mass equality, God body be flowing like the G energy inside your artery. Faithful as a pilot, steer rock against the tank. The force of my will still kill, shooting blanks. Just from the sound alone, your head's blown. No scoring in the red zone, you best to head home. Or get thrown to the dead zone, son, we need to live. It's about the Grammy show that teach the kids. Know just what we stand for, what we strive for, what we live for, what we give for, what we die for. Strictly fam members only. Strictly fam members only.
I grew up around block parties ready to rock. Behind a roadblock with my rhyme on cock. First shot, first nigga who had the pop. My bad weather blew the feathers off 100 flocks. 70% goose, 30 duck get stuck.
If each link in your chain is dropped, can't come in this rhyme cipher with nine snipers. Charge off the juice from the Pied Pipers. Grew up around B-boys, DJs, MCs, through rap, never thinking their ways to TV. It was strictly all about magnificent rhyme clout. The rec room, $2 with the flyer, three with doubt. Now his wigs pushed back, names removed off the plaque. Too wild to reenact with tax, that's the price to pay. My goal is to aim and spray, my night is the same as day.
Yo, just what we stand for, what we strive for, what we live for, what we give for, what we die for. Strictly fan members only. Strictly fan members only. Yo, just what we stand for, what we strive for, what we live for, what we give for, what we die for. Strictly fan members only. Strictly fan members only.
It's your boy Olasky on here for steel for you.
Yo, yeah, you already know it, man, because we on air. Live from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ndozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. And now we're back and we're talking about admonishments. You know what I'm saying? And the good ones, the bad ones, the physical ones, and the verbal ones. And real quick, because I got a caller on already, but I want to check this out, caller, before you get on here. I want to let y'all know that this thing we're getting into what this identifies on the psychological level, which is antisocial personality disorder, when people don't like to listen to admonishment. This is a person with no regard for right or wrong. Also, ignoring the rights of feelings of others. You know what I'm saying? They tend to upset others, treat others harshly, purposely making others angry, with cruel indifferences, lacking remorse, you know what I'm saying? Or do not regret their behavior. There is no filter on this ignorance, people. You know what I mean? And furthermore, this may cause belligerence, forcing the admonisher to become aggressive to the admonished. Now, caller one, you're in queue. You know what I'm saying? Before you get on here, don't be on here trying to admonish nobody, because I will rip your lips off your face and gorilla glue them to a composition book. Now, who is it?
Call you live on air. All right, we'll go back. We'll bring on the next caller.
I guess it ain't nobody then, man.
Yeah, it is. Caller number two, baby.
Caller number two? Who the hell is you? And you better have a mouth. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw the rest of your body in the trash. Who is it?
Can you hear me?
No one? Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's the next top mom, yo. What the hell is going on, Jerry? What you got? What kind of phone are you on today? T-Mobile? AT&T? Alexander Graham Bell? Who the hell you on today? I can't hear nothing.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now. What are you doing? Hey, how's the next top? How you doing?
All right. I'm on Verizon, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't be no better now that I got you on here. Now, what's happening?
Okay, I don't want no gorilla glue done to me. So
all right, that's
it.
Good. With Jerry, y'all, I don't got a gorilla glue nobody face tonight.
I love you. You're so funny. Oh, my gosh. So ask me a question about your topic.
So this is what I'll ask you, Jerry Petito, about this topic. Because this topic is real, real simple. The thing about it is this. When it comes to admonishment, what kind of admonishment are you used to? Are you used to verbal admonishments, or are you used to physical admonishments? Whichever end of the admonishment you're on, are you, whether you're the admonisher or the admonished?
So the only time I've ever experienced what you're talking about, believe it or not, was in Catholic school growing up. That was the only time. I lived in Long Island City, New York, went to St. Mary's, and the nuns were brutal.
Oh, not brutal nuns. Let me ask you this. Were they acting brutal? Now, were their faces brutal? Because I know nuns' faces be brutal, too. So.
Honey, they were brutal. I'll tell you what I remember. One harsh story was we were lined up to go back into school after, you know, playground time and recess, and I was in the front of the line, and Sister Matilda, to me, she was about 6 feet tall.
Sister,
you know, I was a little kid.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Not Sister Matilda. Yeah, I mean,
Sister
who was
Matilda,
that? Alistair Gould's grandmother? Who was this?
There you go. And I was, like, in fourth grade, and I have my back turned. I'm talking to my little girlfriend, who's still in my life. And I said, my mommy let me watch Elvis last night. She took her fingers and, like, on my shoulder, bam, 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 bam. I turned around. I started crying. And she said, you're going to hell for that. Now, I was in fourth grade. So that's the beginning. Listen, what she did.
She must have been a nun off the Exorcist or something. What the hell?
Yeah, they were really mean, the nuns. So that's the only time I ever experienced that. So I mean, I don't know even what else to say about it because I've never treated anyone that way. I mean, I've always been self-employed. I've always had employees, and I've never even treated anyone that way.
Well,
and maybe
me, myself,
it was a good thing.
Well, you know, me, myself, you know what I mean? You know, Club One played a lot of sports, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of admonishments comes a lot of in aggressive type of activities, you know what I mean? You know, when you're lacking and you're being lazy and stuff going in sports, you will catch admonishment from your fellow your team players and the coaches and all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, we've did it all the time. We took turns admonishing players, you know what I'm saying, for dropping fumbles, fumbling balls, dropping, throwing interceptions, missing tackles, whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? Even being missing games for, you know, of having panties tied around their necks, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there you go.
You know?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So, Jay, you know, that was golden. Look, all super heavy, you know what I'm saying? Wonder Woman bracelets, as usual, you know what I'm saying? That's you know, that's solid gold there. You know, they need to know that, you know what I'm saying? Those bracelets are for an Amazon hero woman, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind you got on tonight, dropping them on them.
There you go.
So I'm appreciating you coming through here, Jay. But to let them know what you got going on cooking up next, please.
Oh, you know, I'm not home, and I'm sorry I don't have my calendar with me, but I'm on the same week as Huni Bakatoon and Angela Thomas Smith.
All right, yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, Jay, you know what I'm saying? Thanks, you already know, you know what I'm saying? I always got mad love for you, the next top mom, holding it down, you know what I mean, from the Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Hang gliding. But we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend Olad Skate. That was the Lifetime Achievement Gift.
Rugged by nature like the forest, composed like a symphony without a chorus, a place with the path and trail that you follow, with the woods where you drive your nails were too hollow, far from reality with a slim chance of getting back, even if you narrowly escape the hidden traps, nothing but the driven raps written in my notebook, inspired by the cap and the gown that's on a coat hook, prepare for the chemical rush, something new to cause your heart to race, but it's tangible to touch, associate with those who are consumed with beats, produce fire, until they melt the room with heat, you know my ink lay all over the sheets, let us gather around, form words every time to meet, a law be your born, see divine equality, father, then after that, is the G-O-D, hear her, I, Islam, then justice, king of kingdom, love, hella right, we still exist, master, now in sight, the power of the queen, ruler, ruler, self, savior, truth, and square, the same, universe, victory, wisdom, unknown, why, zigzag, zig, and now we're back home, I brought butter for the popcorn, dips for the chips, and he go for your trip, some scripts for you to flip, corrections for mishaps, errors or mistakes, fly raps for beats and popping locks for breaks, a legend in my own lifetime for one rhyme, that was
specially designed from the hook to bottom line. Shines like a precious jewel, cut up in the workshop with specialized handcrafted tools. Couldn't buy this hardware, so don't spike the card there. Better yet, fold your hand, cause you're holding the card pair. One hit wonder, get a little shine like flashlights. But when I drop the bomb and explode like gas pipes, a live wire, known as the dragon that spits fire. Verbal action, hot as the grease and deep fryer. Delivered in the perfect pitch, because hip-hop is all in my genes. The pattern, the theme, and every stitch.
Allah be your born, see divine equality. Father, then after that, is the G-O-D. Hear her, I, Islam, then justice. King of kingdom, love, hella right, we still exist. Master, now in sight, the power, the queen. Ruler, ruler, self, save, truth, the square, the same. Universe, victory, wisdom, unknown. Why, zigzag, zig, and now we're back home.
You know, yo, check this out, man. We live from Lagos, man. You know what I mean? Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And like I said, man, you know what I mean? These people, like I said, you might got to get belligerent on people with their admonishment. And in this case, you know what I mean? The one being admonished doesn't realize their errors, which frustrates the one giving the admonishment. In this, it becomes toxic. You know what I'm saying? There is no form of embarrassment on the behalf of the one being admonished in this particular situation, which is frustrating to the person that's given the admonishment. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, but the repetition of these practices, you know what I'm saying? You know, again, ignoring right from wrong, you know what I'm saying? Right and wrong. You know what I mean? These people would tell lies to take advantage of others, you know what I'm saying? All types of stuff. You know what I mean? Not being sensitive or respectful of others. Using charm or wit to manipulate people, you know what I'm saying? Or others for personal gain or pleasures. You know what I'm saying? This is what people do, you know what I'm saying, in the terms of this particular situation. You know what I mean? People who don't like, and therefore people who do not like admonishment. Now, I got another caller in queue. Now, caller, if I got to admonish you about something that you know that your phone don't work, guess what's going to happen to you? I'm going to kick the back of your kneecaps off your legs. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. Caller, who are you?
I am Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Please don't keep my kneecaps off the back of me. I need them.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. I need Angela around here. What's going on, honey? How you doing down there at the beach and all that kind of stuff like that? You living your life like it's golden because, you know, you're holding it down for us. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the strong women out here.
I'm just out here just trying to live life. Trying to love a little more, trying to inspire somebody, trying to show somebody that I got the fear of God while I'm educating, empowering, and encouraging. That's all I'm doing, living life.
That's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Angela, y'all. Young being Angela, please. Now, while I got you on here, sweet, I want to know, now, what is your style of admonishment? Are you a verbal admonisher, or are you more of a physical admonisher? Or either, or what can you say about this admonishment here? Do you think somebody need their ass whipped, or can you just set them down and say something to them for 5 minutes? Which one?
I have been known to do both, but I'd rather to talk to somebody than to put hands on.
Not both. Now, do you admire, do you talk shit to them while you're whipping their ass? You do both at the same time? Tell me.
I have been known to have done that back in my day, but hey, I have evolved and I've matured a little. So now I have learned that, you know, sometimes putting the hands on ain't always a good
thing. Oh, not the hands, Danny. Not the hands.
So I have learned how to verbally, you know, chastise and recognize people now.
Yo, y'all hear Angela, y'all, you know what I'm saying? She crazy, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, Hey, listen, check this out. Now, that's the realest we going to keep it for y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because we just dealing with a real one here. You're hearing this. You're hearing it. We getting the organic information right now.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever witnessed someone being over-admonished? Too much admonishment, I'll say.
I can't say I have.
Okay. All right, because, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't think these young people not getting enough. But, you know, we're going to try to even it out after the night. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to try to even this out tonight. You know what I mean? But listen, please tell the folks what you got going on and cooking up tonight. Or what's coming up next? Not tonight, because I'm cooking tonight. You get on the sticks the other night. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take some out the freezer, but you let them know when you're going to blaze it up for them.
So I will be on again July the 26th. Jerry will be on the 25th. I'll be on the 26th. And Hooney will be on the 27th. You got a back-to-back. So, yeah.
But of course, if they want to support
me over on the Crew Podcast, they always can check out my crew. We over there just being us. Trying to be the change that we desire to see in this world. Thanks to Brother O for all that he's done for me, because he is part of why I'm able to do the things that I do. So I always have to give him a shout out. Shout out to my big brother O, who has been my mentor and my encourager that has pushed me to do the things that I'm doing. So thank you for letting me come on and share tonight. You keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and I am so proud of you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love you, and I appreciate you for stopping by. You know what I mean? You heard that. Shout-outs to DJ Olasky, because I need a track next, damn it. DJ Olasky, Hall of Fame, broadcaster and nominee, Angela Thomas Smith, y'all. But Olasky, let's get on the sticks.
Check one, check two. Compton, California.
I'm in the schoolyard rhyming with my brother Jamel and Rala. Vibing to the beat and imagining how far the sound travels to turn up the volume. Hip and shake the gravel before we heard the loud boom. It vibrated through the parking lot, shattered a few windshields, set off a spark and shock. The local UPS cat, but we didn't stress that. He had a slow leak, front tire almost flat. I got a cousin, think he's slicker than the oil in the chain. But I live in an arcade surrounded by game. He used to pass me bucks, try to gas me up. He was a fast talker. Then he kept a flashy cut from a spot that was on Malcolm X Boulevard. We're this magician, wishing I would pull a card. An optical illusionist whose hands was quick, but wasn't fast enough not to reveal his trick.
Hey yo, who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son cause we shine like one.
Mass hysteria inside the cafeteria. Not a full fight, but the news might reach your area. Whether by word of mouth or if you read about it.
Some extra extra, they felt the need to shout it. The drummer played the beat on the table.
This boy kicked the verse like he was the first.
And I wasn't able
or prepared to let off anything substantial.
If I had no rhymes, then my plans was canceled.
Picture that before you give it back, expose it.
Cutting the bullet with the color, wonder why he chose it. Less than the worst competition to the point.
I only use one ear to listen, but there's something I'm missing. The food is
getting cold, the corner's about to flake. As soon as I flip the bowl, see the rhyme ain't worth the lunch ticket.
Waste of time on mine, plus
the chump kicked it.
Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son cause we shine like one.
Yeah, you heard that jizzle all day, you know what I'm saying? And yes, we are back, you know what I'm saying? Live from Lagos, you know what I'm saying? Dial in, y'all. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? Let's take a look into the real quick, repetitiously, you know what I mean, the practices of these people. You know what I mean? Again, the first one is ignoring right and wrong. Second one, telling lies to take advantage of others. Three, not being sensitive or respectful of others. Four, using charm or wit to manipulate others for personal or pleasure gains. You know what I'm saying? Five, having a sense of superiority and being extremely opinionated. You know what I mean? These are people who don't like admonishment, y'all. Yo, having problems with the law, including criminal behavior and all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Whoever. Being hostile, aggressive, violent, or threatening to others. You know what I'm saying? Threatening. Eight, feeling no guilt about harming others. You know what I'm saying? Nine, doing dangerous things with no regard for the safety of self or others. And 10, being irresponsible and failing to fulfill work or financial responsibilities. These are people who normally do not like admonishment, folks. Now, we have another caller. And caller, if you on here that don't like admonishment, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to take a whole loaf of bread worth, you know what I'm saying, and burn grilled cheeses in your kitchen. Now, who the hell is it?
So, it's the firecracker, Genesis Amaris Kim. Okay. I don't know about how I feel about you coming to my house to burn grilled cheese sandwiches. Anywho. So the host with the most is dropping gems for others to pick them up. And this is actually a good topic. And I believe that I am a combination of both, meaning I'm going to give it out, but I'll also receive it when necessary, depending on who the person may be. And I'll break that down. So I feel like as a mother, my job is to admonish my child whenever she does something that is not right. So spare the rod, spoil the child. But do it in a way that's also loving, but then it's also teaching her what you did was wrong and these are the consequences. And that may be, depending on what type of infraction it may be, because my daughter is young, it could be either verbally doing it, but then also telling her what she did was wrong, and then also reaffirming that I love her or whatnot, so I'm not beating her down. Then if I tell her something two or three times and she doesn't, you know, listen or is not comprehending, then I'm going to have to, you know, spank her so she will get the gist of it. Then in my professional world, there are times where I do have to admonish someone, and that may be, you know, written. It could be verbally. And then if they fail to realize that, then we're just going to have to look at what the infraction was and look at the next tier of admonishment. But first, I'm going to have a conversation with you because sometimes things can get lost in translation. And then I'll also follow up with an email as well to document it in CYA.
Razor sharp, you heard that, y'all. Genesis pulling out the gem stars on us, you know what I'm saying? Slicing us, giving us buck 50s, air to air, with the razor sharp information. You hear this woman. Now, this is the type of things that a lot of you young ladies need to hear, you know what I'm saying? Having balance in your admonishment, you know what I'm saying? Knowing when to, when and when not to, and which forms of admonishment to, you know, kind of enforce on things in which needs admonishing. You know what I mean? Yes, that was golden. Living in life like it's golden. You know what I'm saying? All the way live, loving hip hop. You know what I'm saying? On TMZ with it. Satellites checked out here, y'all. Y'all heard this shit. So, yes.
I want to say something else too, clever one, on that. So I want to also tell people, like, whenever you are the one giving admonishment, you also need to be able to take admonishment. Like, I have a director that I report to in the healthcare setting. So if I were to do something that was not, you know, right, I would want him to give me some admonishment and feedback so I know not to be, you know, repeating that, because if you keep repeating things and you're a bad actor, that's also going to cut into your pay, or you may be seeing your way out of a job and out of a door. So you also need to, you know, take heed of that and know that sometimes when someone is giving you the admonishment, they're giving it to you because they care about you and they don't want you to be, you know, repeating the same bad behaviors and practices. And it may not always be seen as a negative way. So don't look at it by having a negative connotation. Just look at it as a positive. And then depending on how the admonishment is being administered, like based on the tone, the body language and all of that, those are all factors that could play into that, whether you perceive it as, you know, negative or positive. And I think that's something that we all need to be keen on, because no matter where you are, no matter if you're an entrepreneur, no matter if you're an IC, individual contributor working for somebody else, there's admonishment when you're running your own business or when you're working for somebody. It comes in all sizes, shapes, and fashions. And yo, it's a part of growth, personally and professionally.
Heavy. That was like spicy honey mustard right there. You feel what I'm saying?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Let us know what you got coming up next, homegirl.
So for those of you that don't know me, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. I am the podcast founder and host of Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. On 40-plus platforms, audio-wise, it's also on YouTube. And I'm actually a host here, too, on WBNN. So my next show will be in August, and I could tell you the exact date. I'm normally either before or after before Terrace. So let me tell you that date, y'all, so you could check me out, putting down jams. So it's August 7th. And Brother correct me, but y'all get at me on social media and check out the podcast. Always putting out fire content.
You heard that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Dropping gems. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was Genesis, y'all. You know what I mean? Giving it up. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for stopping by. You know what I mean? Giving it out because these young ladies need to hear these type of things. They need to take them permanent earmuffs and them weed caps off so they can hear something. You know what I mean? But let me get a track next by International. DJ Legend, Brother Olad Skate. Yeah.
It's your boy Olad Skate. Yeah. California, baby. Hi. Shout out to Rosecrans and all of you out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Kemp Avenue. That's it. West Side. Stop playing with me.
I'm the obscene slang kicker with no parental sticker, advising y'all that wise words is much slicker. Under circumstances, label advances, ample opportunity, infinite chances to rhyme. To unrelated beef, I don't stress. I seem in the kilt for infinitely less. Your raps be the clips that's packed with lies. Cowardly, you shoot up those innocent vibes. Extra long verses, 100 bars of length. The percentage of the truth in the rhyme was 1/10. A solid mass of minerals, easily broke down. Hard rock MCs, you're nothing but compound. Spark by the endless greed of CEOs and the videos with those questionable flows. Take it 26, cut it down to 4 bars, make it a hook. This is not on the song, it's in the book.
Knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f*** they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yo, knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f*** they looking for, they don't want more.
The cream of the crop, we run circles that remain symmetrical. With lightning victories, it's highly electrical. My microphone is just too hot to handle. Plus, I don't fill your ears with the bitters of scandals. I gift wrap the sword off the DJ pump it. March to the sound of Armstrong trumpet. Great things satisfy great minds. You want me to paint scenes, describe it in 8 lines. Check it. Conceptual breakthrough. Incomprehensible. Rap to make you convinced it's invincible. Least of my words, powerful, hazardous. The most dedicated research to gather this. Info, tempo, is gathering momentum. 1,000 rounds of ammo, wondering who spent them. Apply science to vocals we flying through. Victorious always because I am hope.
Knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f***
they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yeah, knock, knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f*** they looking for, they don't want more.
I wrote this rhyme with a sharpie. You see the dart, the ignition for those with keys who wanna start me up. That's when nature and nightmare converge. When you're holding so much inside, you gotta splurge on the snakes with the fangs that poke through your denim. When you move, it accelerates the action of the venom. But the purity of sacrifice getting stung twice from those who load dice to target the G-Price. Us rhyme travelers are light years beyond. The clan had a bond that made the world respond. Considering my own future, I'm used to damaging MCs and polying with producers whose name making cereal from two tracks of stereo. Hold back songs, playing weak ass material. We all peek at a singular point in time till you see the sign, nigga resign.
Knock, knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f*** they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yo, knock, knock, who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know who the f*** they looking for, they don't want more.
Man Club in Philadelphia, y'all. Abstract, Compton, Compton, Compton.
Yo, man, yes, man. We coast to coast with this thing, like Coach Contrail here, you know what I'm saying? Big head, little neck. Excuse me, gremlins. Chinchilla out here, ain't she? Now we back on here, talk about, you know what I'm saying? We talk about admonishments and how these people who do not like it, you know what I mean? Majority of the conditions like this start at adolescent ages, of juvenile ages, between 13 and 15, depending on your maturity. You know, it was Miller time at the age of 6 for Clav 1, so, you know, I don't count. You know what I'm saying? Then, let me see. Some of the symptoms, you know what I'm saying, you know, they might be, one, aggression towards people and animals. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you be sit, ubu, sit, and, hey, Scoob. No, it's more like, get your ass over here, bozo, the dumbass dog. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit right there. Or they just destructive to property. You know what I'm saying? Which I can't say it no better than this. They just break shit. But I do have another caller in queue and caller. Let me tell you something. Don't come up on here admonishing people, because guess what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to come to your crib and I'm going to warm up a cheesesteak wrapped up before you inside your microwave. Who the hell is it?
Peace. This is Jetty. Eight track. Yes, sir. Club One, what's going on with you, brother?
Yo, my man, what's good with you?
Living life and being blessed, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving this conversation right now. I'm loving this topic of admonishment. You know what I mean? I just wanted to add a few gems that you're already cooking in the pot right now, stirring and smelling lovely in the kitchen right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to throw in a few more ingredients if you don't mind.
I just dropped this slick Rick chain in the water. You know what I'm saying? So tell me what you got going on so we can turn the heat up on them. You know what I mean? I know you're coming in here with your guns blazing, so let's have it. Let's heat them up.
You already. So my mother, you know, God rest her spirit, you know, while she was still here, is something that she will always tell me, and I got to kick it in my pigeon, you know what I mean, for our Nigerian, for our Liberian, our West African listeners and whatnot. She would say that the deer that can I hear when the hunter is coming will feel when the hunter shoot the bullet. So
I like this, mother.
Yes, sir. So basically, it runs in the same parallel as the gems that you hear or that you read when you read the Bible. And the Bible tells us, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily encouraging violence, but there's certain aspects of being able to put hands, quote unquote, on somebody to let them understand that, hey, look, what's happening now is hurting you. Yeah. But what would happen if I didn't do this would hurt you even more. Because you don't even understand what's going on. You can't be political with fire. You feel me? You can't be civil with fire. Fire going to burn you if you don't know how to respect it. So if you don't have somebody that's going to be your OG, that's going to put you on to the fact that, hey, look, don't touch the stove when the pilot is on. You know what I'm saying? That fire ain't going to look at you and be like, oh, let me talk to you. Maybe you don't know what's going on. Nah, that fire is going to burn. You're going to live with that scar forever.
Yo, check this out, man. And I want to elaborate on that because here's the thing with this here, man. Yo, and you said you couldn't have said it, you know, these admonishments because here's the thing. Some of these admonishments is the likeness of this, you know what I mean? Getting your ice cold 16-ounce of black seed oil fresh out of the refrigerator. You guzzle that down every day. You know what I'm saying? For those who like to, you know, need admonishment for drinking other things all day long every day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like that. Going to the hospital, getting that surgery that you was ducking. You know what I'm saying? You know, where you got to go through these things to kind of get through the other stages in life. You know what I'm saying? These forms of admonishments are forms of kind of misfortune, if you say. If you're embarrassed about it. Because some of these people don't even get embarrassed. They don't give a damn what you're telling them, what you're telling them about, why you're telling them anything. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, man. Yeah, that was heavy on here, man. Now, what kind of chain was that you had on that you're dropping in the pot here? Because we making a pot of gold for those who get old and smell like mold.
22 karat, little amethyst in that joint, you know what I mean? Let them know that diamonds is overrated, but we still got some rocks in it, you dig?
Say less, you know what I'm saying? Say less. Yo, let the people know, man, you know what I'm saying, when you're going to be cooking, because I know you're going to be cooking real soon, ain't you? Sooner than later.
Let's put it like this. Oh, you already know. Let's put it like this. We got the main course right now cooking. Y'all tuned in to Clev One right now with the main course. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come and stop by tomorrow. I'm going to have some cornbread. I'm going to have some cakes and some biscuits tomorrow at 9:30. Y'all can rock with Soul Genius Shampoo. You dig?
Yo, you heard that. That was Jetty 8-track, y'all. Yo, you heard that shit. He checked the satellites out here. Yo, track next. By international DJ legend Oladsky, damn it.
Speaking of this art form, the slang is dangerous. MCs are like sperm cells, a gang of us. Fighting to reach the egg, biting and lose a leg. Odds are like 1 in 10 million to send thread. One from 1,000 speaks in his own voice. The other 999 imitates without choice. And never even knowing it until it going gets rough. See the amplified sample I'm flowing with. I grab the microphone, the unthinkable happens. See the rockets red glare like the guns clapping. They still cage matching MCs and scrapping. Not the UFC, but my opponent is tapping. So don't let a little bit of fear turn to hatred. I was sent as a savior to be vibe with the sacred. Also stop this uncalled for behavior. And sipping rap cats, they lack taste and flavor.
Got word from the wire to let it drop. Set this on fire, take aim and let it pop. Because regardless of whom or what, even with doors shut, I'm giving them straight raw, you're bringing them more cut. Like Bolivian rock, you watered down hip-hop. Rap so out of shape and far from tip-top. Girls next to pebbles, spoons against shovels. Dictators next to rebels and guards against devils.
No time for backwards thinking, let's think ahead. If you want to sleep when you awake, then make your bed. A lot of MCs came to see me on referrals, not even knowing that they would undergo great perils. These cutting-edge methods from the most specialized craftsmen, the last minute before the vessel flies. The lord of the art strikes a chord in your heart. Your ear loves to hear the guard rip the track apart. Me the hip-hop is like Einstein to science. A match made in heaven, most likely alliance. Complex individual that you dream of being. Intellectual challenging, the all I singing. Got an appetite for heat, so then come and bite the beat. And digest the rest and don't stress the part you couldn't eat.
The wise to let it drop. Set this on fire, take aim, then let it pop. Because regardless of whom or what, even with doors shut, I'm giving them straight raw, you're bringing them more cut. Like Bolivian rock, you watered down hip-hop. Rap so out of shape and far from tip-top. Girls next to pebbles, spoons against shovels. Dictators next to rebels and guards against devils.
Old ass, where's the steel, baby? I'm fucking for your ass.
Hey, yo, we on air, man, from Lagos. Dial in, you know what I mean? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And this is Clef 1, not giving a damn tonight. Yo, but check this out, right? A few people that don't like admonishments, you know what I'm saying? People who be lying and live off of dishonesties, you know what I mean? Thieves. I call them thieves with a, you know what I mean? I don't like to say thieves. I'll say thieves. You know what I mean? But thieves, yes. You know what I mean? People who like to put their hands on things that don't belong to them should get them chopped off, but we don't follow the rules, do we? Now, and then you got serious violators. They violate rules and all that. These people say and do anything without concern for etiquette. They fuel off of no home training. Yes, no home training, I said, but consider themselves holding standards. You know what I mean? At times, the intention may be to feel as a participant by interjecting with ridicule or beg to differ reasons to comment or to feel involved into the conversations or activity. In this, and I say in this, people, maybe this individual reaching out to feel accepted, but they don't want to hear that shit about themselves, though. So, caller, I got a caller in queue, I believe, you know what I'm saying? And caller, please do not come up here with admonishing people, because I will. To hide your trash from you on trash day, and you will not be taking your trash out. And then it's be 90 degrees tomorrow. Who is it?
Hi, Cliff. This is Mo Garman. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's up, Mo? What's going on, baby doll? How you doing, damn?
I'm doing fine. I'm loving your show.
I hope you got the central air, the AC on now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, now let's hear it now. Let's what kind of jewelry you're putting into the pot. What you got?
Well, basically, it should be done the same way that it happens at work. Like, it's not necessary to put your hands on anyone. For example, children don't need to be taught. But they do have that. They don't need to be taught that things need to be physical. They need to be taught that there's consequences for their actions. There's a difference. So there's a way to admonish, and there's a way to admonish someone. I heard someone say, "Spare the rod and spoil the child," and that's just not. That's a scripture that people use to condone abuse and violence. At least that's how it was in my life. You know, I don't really condone that scripture that way. I don't interpret it that way. I try to avoid that one because there's a way to deal with children without resorting to methods that the slave masters that did to us. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
Well, I'll say this to that one, because that's a deep one. And we got to understand it for what it's worth, because as children, you know what I mean, growing up in my day and age as children, you know what I mean, they got spankings, you know what I mean? And the spankings that they received, were the spankings based on the understanding, the correct understandings about what the scriptures that may seem too odd and too harsh for people, in which these harshnesses that we read and see, these are rules that was sent for the creator created those rules. So however harsh they are, you know what I'm saying, that's how serious that particular crime or particular situation in which that calls for that type of admonishment is, where that's a violation, where that receives, you know, like I said, you know, teachers, like we just heard about the gruesome nuns with the rulers and all that. You know, I come from the old school. Teachers had rulers, you know what I'm saying? And people got their ass whipped by their parents when they were bad as shit. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you know, but you know, to these days, you know, there's limitations to that when it becomes abuse. However, the permissibilities in it is that, yes, you know, an individual who runs his household, he may, whatever that he, you know, he provides for, he may have to get the stick. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's saying there. You know what I mean? Now, the stick don't necessarily mean a broomstick. It might be a twig, and it was narrowed down to something light as a feather from the last time I checked. So, you know what I mean? You know, it's all about
all
how
I know,
you understand.
All I know is I was hit one time by my father once,
And it was a very light tap, but it hurt me to the core. I was like, oh, my father just hit me. Oh, my God. You know, I'm just saying it's overused in some instances. And then in some instances, okay, I can understand what you're saying, that it's in the, yeah, it's in the book. I know it's in the book. I just disagree with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a lot of us disagree with a lot of it I see out here. You know, it's a lot of pages in there, and I think 90% of people out here on the earth, they disagree with 90% of the book. How about that one?
Yeah, that's true.
So what you got cooking up next?
I'll be on July 4th this Friday, and we'll be talking about overcoming trauma.
Oh, you heard that, y'all. Because this is serious stuff. You got to get your popcorn and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention like you're in college when this woman talking here. So, yeah, that's what's up, bro. I'm glad you dropped by, you know what I'm saying? And that was Heavy Jewelry tonight, you know what I'm saying? That was Mo Garman, y'all. But track next by international DJ legend Olad Ski.
MC step to me, lying about one kid to roll with him who died in the outcome, thinking he could get with me, gang victory, when the season's all in his beef was hickory. The situation at hand still remained critical, the check analytical, reaction was pitiful. He puts his pawn up, yo, that's the wrong move, a hog move, some rat cat and dog food, microphone competition, we devour. Your poor plugs will take no source of power, cause then I'm singing the contours of the land, intricate architects that's linked to a clan. The WU-TANG, my rap flow, automatic and never empty, don't tempt me, I'm quick to bust off another. Fling in that direction, you can get it from my brother. The least thing you know, that you're up against G.O.D. So when we throw those grenades, yo, you better be ready. Not iced out and petty, neck fall couldn't match one oil drum from Getty. That's ran by the icon who just left Exxon. It's still oil, so he could cast checks on the strength, cause local niggas be hating, but the sound still travels from through state to state. No dress code, boots, hats, and all metal. Strictly hip hop on the ground and all ghetto. So catch it, throw it on your plate and scratch it. Mix that, y'all niggas can't.
Stick it up, that is a highway robbery. Two gangsters we run New York City. We compete over the industry, cause you know them have to afraid that way. Stick it up, that is a highway robbery. Two gangsters we run New York City. We compete over the industry, cause you know them have to afraid that way.
How come so much raps sound so similar? Is it confusing for you to remember the originator? Paint sprayer, crafts, innovators. Quick close-up of the art forms, lifesavers. Who takes the DAC? Beats with rap, streets with gas. Speaking of tracks, I ran plenty laps. The crates were packed, farms were fat. Thieves were chat, stab my back. Tech, many traps. Hazardous enterprise, the youth energized. Not seeing the truth till it's in your eyes. Burning, you're learning, power your rhyme. Exert maximum damage and minimum time. Rope L's are lit, my spear starts to hit. Strange translation of words of wit. Through the cable transmit and wants the shoe fit. Unlock the secret of prophecies and that's it. Stay submerged deep as you cruise the seas beneath the surface. Just like the Adidas and Lee's or a pro cat that used to walk the length from Brooklyn to get a beat on 43rd and 10th. And that's just a short trip, flip without a whip. Try to shop this most extravagant gift to a cat who wasn't hip, never opened doors till he accidentally seen it on the shelves of stores. That's more frightening than strikes of lightning tearing up the storm in your average college dorm. So think about it when you're trying to flow. When you want to step to us, I think you should know.
Stick it up, that is a highway robbery. Two gangsters we run New York City. We come to take over the industry, cause you know them have to pray that way. Stick it up, that is a highway robbery. Two gangsters we run New York City. We come to take over the industry, cause you know them have to pray that way. That is a highway robbery. Two gangsters we run New York City.
We out here, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And shout out to the Liquid Swords and all that, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to Scotty Waddy, Jackpot Scotty Waddy, you know what I'm saying? The other half of the Liquid Sword, you know what I mean? But yo, check this out, man. I mean, real quick, check this out. A person that don't like admonishments, right? That's how y'all do them, you know. Upon them blurting out a statement from the left, they coming from the left, not the right, from the left, I'm with it, you know what I'm saying? Foul left, you know what I mean? MB sliding across the paint, sliding across the floor like he ain't do nothing, foul, from the left, you know what I mean? Someone begs the pardon, you know what I mean? The correction falls into play with political rectification upon proofs and evidences. You know what I mean? You know, one begins to explain in a manner that may become admonishment at some point. Now, you may have to explain how out of quarters they are at the arcade, staring at Mortal Kombat like a midget with no arms and no legs that can't talk. But we have another caller. And caller, you better know how to talk. And if you come on here with admonishments, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to put some bleach in the pot, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm going to throw that on you. Who is it?
Nah, Clev, they scared. You know what I mean? That person, that press one already, don't want to talk to you. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. Go ahead with your wonderful transcript.
Oh, say less. Say less, you know what I'm saying? You know, buy none, get one for free. How's that? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, check this out. I'm going to tell you, Clev, one, there's three kinds of admonishments, if for me, I'll say. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'll tell you. You know what I mean? The first kind is how you talk to your kids. You know what I mean? You know how you got to tell them, sit down, don't touch that, what I'll say. Didn't I tell you get this up? Didn't I tell you get that up? Is you doing your damn homework? Well, you better get it, else you ain't going to be doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? When I mean nothing, you're going to be standing in the corner doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you're going to know nothing for the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying? You know, them type of situations like that. Two, how you talk to old senile people, you know what I mean? Where you might got to keep reminding them what they used to tell you all your damn life, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to tell them, you feel what I'm saying? You feel me? But help them make it like they telling you still. You know what I'm saying? But it's the other way around. They won't tell the difference. They in the twilight zone with dementia anyway. You see what I'm saying? Boom. Then you got three. How you talk to intellectually impaired people. You see what I'm saying? Intellectually impaired people. You heard that part? Now, y'all can imagine, y'all can make up your own version of whatever that is, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say to you. Now, even if you're none of those candidates, I may choose one of those methods for you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So there you have that one. Because you ain't got to be neither, no three of them, but I'm going to still pick one of those methodologies to talk to you like one. But caller seven. Now, caller seven, this is what we're going to do. Because if you're on here talking crazy, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to kindly slide your grill up behind your garage and kindly get the Kingsford match light and light it up. Now, who is it?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm always talking crazy, Clever One. You know I love you, man. I love your topic tonight. This is Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Ava? You came out hang gliding tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to all
of you. I am hang gliding, and I'm still working on you cutting people's lips off. But I got to talk about your topic because they touched on, you know, your football games and your other games, and you touched on the children, and we touched on the nuns in school. I want to touch on relationships. And sometimes that admonishment can turn into abuse. You know, now, if you're asking – which I prefer the verbal and probably from both ends. Although there's probably been some times in my life when there's been some physical like that, but the one I can remember most, and you're talking about lying and not owning up to your mistakes and blah, blah, blah. I can roll all of that up into my ex-husband. So, and the only time he got actually physical was when he drove me up on the parkway at 150 miles an hour and I couldn't get out of the car.
What is the squad?
That was crazy.
Who was he?
Yeah, he was all gone in 60 seconds or something.
What is he, the stuntman for gone in 60 seconds?
I'm telling you. Yeah. And most of the time it was verbal.
Wasn't he on death
race? Because
we
got to
get this guy out of here.
Wait, when I went to my attorney before we split up, he said to me, verbal abuse is harder to prove than physical abuse. So now picture this. My six-year-old daughter standing between us with her arms stretched out at either end and the two of us yelling back and forth at each other. How does this affect the kids today? You're talking about the young kids coming up. They're getting the clues from their family and their family dynamics. So everything is different, you know, and I have learned to take those sticks and stones, you know. I am the first one that'll come right back at you if you come at me and you don't have a reason to come at me. You know, so, and even if you have a reason to come at me, I'll come right back at you. But it's more verbal. And I've learned to build that shield up and take that different kind of, I guess you want to call it admonishment or I'll call it abuse. You know, my husband and I now, we don't have that. We like to go back and forth at each other, but we call it banter. And that's how we love hanging with each other like that. Yet with my ex, it was a totally different thing. And luckily, my daughter came out pretty much unscathed. But you don't know. You know, these young kids today are so impressionable, and these things can affect them. So I wanted to add that little bit about relationships, you know, along with all the other stuff you were talking about. But great show tonight. Love you, Clev. I'm still laughing at Jetty and Jerry and Mo and Genesis and all their droppings of jewels tonight.
Yes, everyone is throwing jewelry in the pot tonight, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, you know, this is, we're gonna melt it all down, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna make a nice nugget, right? Yeah, we're gonna wear them, you know what I'm saying? And shoot a video, you know what I'm saying? Yes, okay. That's what we're doing, so don't escape it. Let us know what you got going on, next.
Oh, we got a great show coming up on August 2nd, Wednesday, or we're right after Terrace. So we're in that lineup that week. Terrace is before me, then me. And looking forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday, August 2nd, 9:30 p.m. on WBNN.
Yo, you heard that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was Ava Holly, y'all. Track next by international DJ legend, Olad Skye.
Listen, if y'all can spit, we can spit. Please get it together, cause anything you can do, I can do better. Your image, material, looks hotter behind hooks. Raise the fear, no one but self, who shook? Bring the plague like the revelations in the holy book. Whose spot you took? Duke off the hook, I'm from the land of the crook. Life quick to end, better known as the brook. Brother takes the lens, there's a lot of whack records, but this ain't one of them. DJs off the books ahead, put the gun at them. All groupie MCs, I'm about to start stunning them. Don't matter what truth, every last one of them is getting crowded in here. Some acts gotta go, let's start by eliminating groups that can't flow. I better mill my deal, my career with no fear, that none of y'all group can touch what's over here. These rough cut metal tapes, quick to break your label mates, won't hesitate. Negotiate your table stakes, you can't flow right. Put me on no night. It's slow like, you need to get your show tight.
Justice, how many MCs must get pistol whipped? Crack faces with bottles of crisp, hollow tips, gobble lips. That's the penalty for popping that. Vanishing the colorless whip, bags of drip, do rags and clips, tag the strip. You had the chance to advance, kid, I'm sorry for the f*** in your hips. Son, it's the way you're the street merchant, live by the laws, die by the rules. Watch me, you play the part of a fool. Now hear these dudes from a wild team, see what my eyes seen. Tenure supreme, the thing, we sizzle lean, it's triple cream. My cripple off that digital green, visual scene, roll footage on your video screen. Glow control, two on the road, we never fold, snug, react. Just a Mac, eliminate tracks, stimulate. Facts, I'm leaning gifted in black. Now watch me add to the kingdom of rap. Give me your beat, still in battles like a thief. Don't kill more than Jason in part 3. Stable, own the graveyard in this label. Dumb dumbs in battle, 12 o'clock, now I'm able. So what, locked up and made the
clap. That was because I'm selling clothes, not the raps. Ain't that Bronx for clothing? Should've brought a mirror, cause the lyric wasn't rolling. My rhymes is all that and yours ain't. And at a party, you're taking crazy flicks of me. She said I was a celebrity, but I'm from the slums with the bums drinking Hennessy. Take a sip of some Jamaican rum, put fire to my lung, tongue, teeth, and gums. When it comes out my mouth, hot and it burns. Make fools out of like I'm Howard Stern.
These rough cut metal tapes, quick to break your label mates, won't hesitate. Negotiate your table stakes, you can't flow right with me on no night. It's slow like it either get your shell tight. These rough cut metal tapes, quick to break your label mates, won't hesitate. Negotiate your table stakes, you can't flow right with me on no night. It's slow like it either get your shell tight.
Yo, and we back, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Live from Lagos, dial in, 516-453-9133. And check this out, y'all. I just got a quick question. I want to know, is there any level of admonishment too much or inappropriate? You know what I'm saying? Or is there levels of respect when it comes to admonishments? You know what I mean? That's what I want to know, folks. But we got another caller in queue. And caller in queue.
And caller in queue.
If you call, if you come on here talking on you, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your crib and take out about a six-pack of spring waters, take one sip, and then I'm going to sit them down places. Who is it?
That's funny. That's funny, Claire. That's real funny. Hey, hey, it's Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. How you doing tonight?
We got Dr. Lady Chinchilla J in the building. What's happening?
Unmuted.
Where the hell she go?
Nothing. I'm here. I am here. I am loving your show tonight with this topic, you know, verbal admonishment and, you know, physical stuff. Now, your question was, is any of it, is it ever too much for the verbal abuse?
Yeah, so I got a question for you, yes, because you're the perfect person to ask this. Is there a level of admonishment too much or too inappropriate? Or are there levels of admonishment, you know what I'm saying? It's like, is it wrong for a son or daughter to admonish their parents, I'll say? Let's get that one.
Oh, now that's on a whole nother level now, okay, because, of course, yes, there's different types of admonishment with, you know, between people in relationships and things like that, husband and wife, parents admonishing their children, but now you're talking about children admonishing their parents. And, you know, like when I was growing up, Cliff, that was something that you didn't hear, okay? You could not admonish your parent, okay? Whatever your parent did, that's what they did. Whatever they said, that's what they said. You didn't correct your parents or anything, and you really couldn't even voice your opinion with some of the older people, like my grandmother and stuff like that. You didn't have no opinion, okay? So you had to keep your mouth shut and stay in the child's place. When I grew up, my mom, I never admonished my mom, okay? As I got older, you know, I started trying to voice my opinion and different things like that because I've always been opinionated. But I never admonished my mom. Now, today, with the kids today, you see them all the time, like, you know, telling their parents off, admonishing their parents, telling their parents, you know, what they should or shouldn't do or what they're not going to do. And it's so wrong. I don't think a child, and I don't care how old you are, you could be a grown child, but as long as your parent is still going to be your parent no matter how old you get. And I don't think that a child should admonish their parents. Now, I had my kids, I have eight of them. They're all grown, thank God. And I had, my oldest son, he tried to say something to me one day. He was, about 11 or 12, maybe 12 years old. And he wanted to try me, and so he, you know, talked back and tried to tell me, you know, what he thought and all of this, and so that was somewhat trying to admonish me, and, you know, I just let him have it, and he tried to talk back to me. I didn't play talking back because when I grew up, I didn't talk back to my parents, and so none of my children were going to talk back to me, and even to today, I don't allow them to talk back to me. If they, you know, they can voice their opinion. Now they're grown, that's fine. They can give their opinion, but they cannot admonish me. We have conversations, and, you know, they can express their feelings. That's fine. But, no, you're not going to, like, put me in check, okay, because it's not their place. So when my son talked back to me, you know, I smacked them in his mouth. And then, you know, and then since he was kind of big, you know, and I punched the shit out of him. I'm like, no, you're not going to talk back to me. And so he called the police, thinking that the police were going to do something. And so they came and they said, oh, well, your son called or somebody called. I said, oh, probably my son. I just punched the shit out of him. And because he talked back to me and I'm not going to have that. And so these were two white cops that came to my home and I told him to come down the steps. And so they asked him if he called. He said, yeah. And so he wanted to try to tell them, you know, I hit them and stuff. I said, I already told them that. And so they looked at him and they said, well, listen, son, you need to obey your mom. Don't talk back to your mom. And your mom has every right to knock you on your ass. And so I cracked up, okay? And so that's how I raised my kids. And my kids, you know, after that, I never had any problem with him. And my kids, they grew up to be very respectful. They respect their elders. But what gets to me, Clev, when I see kids in the street cursing at their parents, and then the parents are in turn cursing at them. And when you see them grow up, a lot of them that are doing these things now with no respect for older people and for their parents, when they grew up, their parents cursed at them, cursed them out. Get over here, you little motherfucker, you dumb idiot, and smacking them in their heads and knocking them down in the street for no reason, pulling them in a store and, you know, and all kinds of stuff that I see with these parents today, the way they are raising, or what should I say, not raising their kids, because you can't raise the child by knocking them in the head, by calling them all kinds of names, like you're talking to somebody out in the street that you're about to, you know, about to fight, you know. I mean, these parents are talking to their kids today. And I saw a video the other day with this girl. She's cursing her little three-year-old out, pulling a three-year-old by hair, cursing, calling her bitches and all kinds of things. And I mean, who does that? I mean, that's insanity. And so that causes trauma to children at young ages when they're treated that way with verbal abuse, not just the verbal, but then the physical abuse. And then they grow up with that anger within them because of the way they were treated as children. And then they, in turn, will wind up treating their children that way or having messed up relationships because of such. And it's sad, but no. Children should not correct or admonish their parents. If you see your parents doing something wrong, now I didn't do anything wrong in front of my kids ever because they grew up in a strict family in church, okay, because I was a pastor, and so they stayed in church through their lives, through their childhood lives and their teenage life. And so I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't go out to clubs or anything. And, you know, I was married. We're a two-parent household and all that stuff. And so I didn't do any of those things around my kids, no getting high, no drinking, no none of that stuff. So all they saw was a good role model for a parent. And but today it's a whole different story with what goes on. There's rarely a two-parent family these days because of the women that want to keep their babies' dads away from their children because they're bitter, because they don't want to be involved with them anymore. So you have these kids now being verbally abused and physically abused because the mom is upset with the father, and that is wrong. And these kids that see their mothers out on crack and, you know, drinking and having man after man in the home, these children, they, I'm sure, want to say something. And some of them, I'm sure, do. And then you have the ones that are afraid to say something to their mom. But, you know, somebody needs to. So if it's not the child's place to correct that parent, when they see the parent is not living a life the way they should and is not raising their brothers and sisters the way that they should be raised, then I think in a situation like that, a child should, at a certain age, should be able to talk to that parent that's going the wrong route. And but for the most part, it's lack of communication within families. So something like that would probably turn very ugly within a household, because that parent that's on drugs or is an alcoholic, they're not going to take that lightly. And so there comes the physical abuse now. So, yeah, but that, I mean, Clev, this is a great topic tonight. I am really enjoying this topic. It's amazing. It's awesome. And I want everybody that's listening, please tune in to News Forum Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. And next Sunday, July 23rd, Be a Voice and Rights Along Coalition, we're having our annual Day of Freedom. And we're going to have some WBNN hosts out there, so y'all get to meet the host. And some politicians will be there. Exonerees will be there. Some former juvenile lifers will be there. And it's going to be live entertainment, food, drinks, fun games, chess tournament, a fishing contest, and all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested in coming, those that are listening tonight, give me a call at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Awesome show, Clev.
Yo, thanks a lot, you know what I'm saying? That was Lady Chinchilla, y'all, coming through, hang gliding, you know what I'm saying? You know, she had a bunch of jewelry on, you feel what I'm saying? You know, you feel me? Y'all seen Mr. T, and you know? She was from that era. So she dropped a whole bunch of jewelry in the pot with that was going on. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, y'all. Last stab at this real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because even though some of y'all might know, or some of my y'all not think that it's wrong to admonish one's spouse in public or in front of others, you know what I'm saying? But that's going to be a whole nother level with that topic, you know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. Some people know how to avoid it when they know it's well-deserved. Then, you know what I mean? They can change subjects or they can try to comment over you, you know what I'm, your speech, you know how they do, over-talk you or act like they didn't hear you, you know what I'm saying? Or they just lie. Like Pinocchio stepkids. You see what I'm saying? That's what they do to you. You feel me? But, you know, we're going to go into a little Ngozi time because we on the multimedia. I said multimedia, Ngozi time. Bravo.
The echo chamber enhanced the flow at the block party, keeping MC head spinning like Dr. Cardi. This BAC is 2.3, now the liver's damaged, but his lungs joint free. So inhale, exhale, breathe and get well. Kick something live, stop chirping like Nextel. I'm all in together, swordsman's forever. I paint the town red with many heads of severed. R-A-W, I still bring trouble to. Throw your rap in the sleep hole quick to smother you. Dart hit your breastplate, meet your death date. Brook down at East 4th, look for checkmate. No other way to describe it but catastrophe. The plan was drawing blood and displayed it graphically. Direct order hit the border, then slaughter. Horrific torture by prolific authors. Shaping molar seeds like you're playing a skelly top. It's getting hot in here like a single to Nelly drop. So take your clothes off, the track is so soft. A little vodka turned them into Ivan Koloff. Why do the guards make them see study from 35 to 50 years and try to become under the study with the sword above the head? So he will keep in mind under the oath pledged.
fear sensing. Something so sharp, piercing, sword cling. The vigilant, intimate, close combat. This is MCing at its best. Brother, there's no contest. I'm this. You can never test this or try to question this. He's so gifted with the swiftness. Godfather civilization, shell casing, universal nation. Could it be the one predicted presidential center? Old school soldier virus, Rita Wallace. Asiatic Arctic flow is so frigid.
Is it? It's the exact on the pay you a visit. Somehow mistake me as an old wise wizard. World, I'm not the same. I go somewhere, don't remember how I came. Is it the weed, the hash, or the cane? Or the dizzy being stained on my brain? Appear from a cloud of smoke, your throat is on choke. If surrounded, seven men drop for one stroke. Even if my feet were shackled down in one handcuff, to defeat me, 10 demons wouldn't be enough. I sleep in the lion's den without the steel iron. Ascending like moose are coming down from Mount Zion. Super logical this, super logical that. Digital, take it back with super logical rap. Have a shootout at midnight, we'll see who's quicker. 44 Colt Joe, all you seen was a flicker. You're distressed like the damn suit, lost like little Hansel. Your flame couldn't generate the heat of a candle. Me, I be a killer bee, keep an auxiliary. Gold-plated desert E, shoot 10 millimeter, faster than millipede. You try to intercede, your body being found in the naval yard artillery. A black blind governor, rich white mayor. Man, this whole city ain't got a prayer. Bobby has invaded, now the whole town seated. Your decapitated head is being took and operated up and down the avenue. I drive a shatterproof Benz. And all my men's are tatterproof. My mic is a dyke, my life is the light. A day to guard the 1,000 years how long as the night. You get trapped in my shadow, a dark hawk who goes there. Power you smells like cough, don't put your nose there. Dropped into a tank of sharks, your wounds bleeding. And it's been 2 weeks since they had their last feeding. Any leftover bones we grind into sand and spread it out over 20 acres of land. Some call me steel, cause it's hard to bend me. See, cypher pigs can't apprehend me. In a no-smoking zone, I smoke bones a half. Niggas see me, then I disappear in the flash. Next time I'm spotted, I got the fatter wallet. Moving with a click that sticks like dry porridge. Some woman sitting in my chair, who goes there? The sub-zero cold, your words can't flow here. Places of ice plus layers of spice. In your prayers at night, for you touch that mic.
The soundtrack of your life tonight was given to you by Wu-Tang Clan. Of course, the genius, the GZA, right here on Beverly Nation. And, of course, I'm really, really proud of Mr. Clever One, the 2022 Linear New Host of the Year here at WBNN. And, of course, more can I say tonight in Excelsior. Congratulations to him on his 13th WBNN All-Time Connection Record and third consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. He started another streak, y'all. This man here, historically on this network, had 10 consecutive records. He is the greatest rookie of all time. And any rookie that comes on, you know, you got to beat that. And we'll see if you can beat that. Congratulations to the Clever One. Tomorrow night, the young man that is a phenomenon on our network, Jetty 8-Track, will be here tomorrow night. Soul Genius Shampoo, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertised into Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, dying goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us in the constant basis. And now back to my man, my mellow, he don't eat Jell-O, Mr. Clever.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Only Jell-O I eat was, you know what I'm saying, was a woman's ass on my face, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the strippers when I was doing that, a young man, having fun. So what? But like I said, I'm going to say this. I'm going to end it with this. A lot of street violence led from admonishments. You know what I'm saying? You know, like busting on Bum Queech's baby father because he broke and he can't fight. But he got guns, though. So as a bitch-ass little boy with bum disease, as he do, because he mess with bum Quisha, you know what I'm saying? He hunts his Nick Cannon down for roasting him on Wildin' Out, but the street version. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your baby mom got 92 different things in her cart, standing in the 15 items or less line while she FaceTiming at ShopRite. Check your satellites.